An evacuation from Rafah. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Talks of a potential ceasefire faded over the weekend, and a flyer is being dropped by the Israeli military telling civilians to evacuate from eastern Rafah. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with the story.
IDF troops are calling on people living in the eastern neighborhoods closest to Israel's border to move towards expanded humanitarian zones in Muwasi. Israel says its army has expanded assistance into the area that does include field hospitals, tents, food, and water. The IDF says it's using flyers, maps, and text messages as well as phone calls to instruct Gazans on where to go. Israel is describing this as a limited scope operation and says it is large scale. Israel also saying it will not put a time frame on evacuations.
And this all as security concerns continue around the country. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move coming on the heels of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York City Saturday night.
The grant is a great grant. It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
Places of worship have until May 21st to apply for the first round of these funds. And federal prosecutors in the Mar-a-Lago documents case have admitted in a court filing that documents seized in the raid on the former president's home are no longer in their original order and sequence. It previously told the court the documents were in their original intact form as seized. In Friday's court filing, they acknowledge that was a misrepresentation. Former President Trump in a social media post calling it blatant evidence tampering called for the case to be dropped immediately. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A busy week for President Biden, both at the White House and on the campaign trail. Fox's Jill Nato's taking a look.
The president's at the White House today presenting the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy to the U.S. Military Academy Army Black Knights. The team gets the trophy after beating Navy in the American College Football Series. Then it's lunch with King Abdullah of Jordan. Tuesday is somber as the president speaks at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Days of Remembrance ceremony at the U.S. Capitol. Wednesday, he campaigns in Wisconsin and Chicago. And on Thursday, the president welcomes the Las Vegas Aces to the White House to celebrate their 2023 WNBA championship. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
New developments in the case of the three surfers who recently went missing in Mexico.
Four bodies were found in a well near La Bucana Beach in the Mexican state of Baja California, about 130 miles south of San Diego. It's unclear how they died or if their deaths are connected. Our Fox affiliate in San Diego is reporting that the fourth body was identified as a rancher who went missing several weeks ago. He was reportedly the owner of the property where the four bodies were found. Investigators are combing through the area for more evidence and conducting forensic tests on their finding.
It's Fox's Christina Coleman. One of the three surfers is an American citizen, the other two being Australian siblings. And police arresting multiple pro-Palestinian protesters at colleges nationwide.
The University of Virginia, a massive police presence moved in on an unlawful encampment after more than a week of tension there. Police using tear gas, dragging away at least one protester, and tearing down tents. At least 25 people were arrested. Now, at Virginia, USC, NYU, and Columbia, these protesters are given warnings to clear their encampments before police move in.
Fox's Matt Finn. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.